What's this?
You said you wanted the rainfall projections for Hillcrest County.
That's right. But these are the landfill sites for Monroe County.
All right, it's a simple little mistake. Get off my case.
It's a simple little mistake and a continuing series of simple little mistakes. What's the matter with you?
I have a very difficult job and nobody gives me any slack. You think I don't know how important that hearing in Hillcrest is tomorrow? You think I don't understand how vital it is to our agricultural policy? You think I'm a complete idiot? A nincompoop? A dummkopf? Well?
Is this a trick question?
Well, I'm not.
Okay, let's drop it.
Fine.
Okay, we can start fresh.
Good.
Now, what time is the flight tomorrow?
What flight? I didn't make plane reservations. You said you wanted to drive.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did. When you were ordering me to make travel arrangements, I asked you if you wanted to fly, and you said, no, I want to spend 5 hours driving in a government sedan.
Cross, how could you take something like that seriously?
I take everything you say seriously.
Oh, really? Well, how come every time I tell you to get lost, you come back?
Oh, Miss Cross, have you seen the landfill site survey?
Yeah! Here!
What did you do to offend her?
I didn't do anything to her. She botched up the airline reservations, and now we gotta drive up to that Hillcrest hearing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a 5-hour drive.
Oh, then I suggest you play games with each other.
I beg your pardon?
You know, to pass the time. Games like geography or ghost or... Oh, here's a good one, trivia. Listen, how about this? Name the 7 dwarfs.
Oh,
God. Oh, you think it's easy, huh? Go ahead, name them.
Okay, Dopey, Sleepy, Sneezy, Grumpy, Bootney, and a lot of other guys.
Yeah, you thought it was easy, didn't you?
Benson? Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, Benson, would you mind being the interview for my school newspaper?
I'd love to, Katie, but I gotta be out of town for a couple of days.
Oh, well, I don't need to speak to you. I'm trying something different. I thought it might be total to take a look at you through the eyes of others.
Hmm? Go right ahead.
Thanks. Bye, Benson.
Bye, Judy.
Have a good trip.
Thank you.
Well, Benson?
What?
The dwarves.
Oh, for crying out loud, Governor.
See, I told you it's a tough one.
All right. Dopey, Sleepy, Sneezy, Grumpy, Doc, Happy. Who was the 7th one? LaWanda.
LaWanda? There wasn't any LaWanda.
Sure there was. Who do you think it was that made Dopey, Sleepy, Sneezy, Grumpy, and Doc happy? Krause?
Yeah?
I'm gonna wake up now. Please don't be in the bed with me.
We are not in a bed. We are in a car.
Thank God. I must have had a nightmare. How much longer is it to Hillcrest?
Well...
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that I don't know where we are.
Well, why did you turn off the interstate? This is a dirt road.
Look, I didn't want to drive.
Yeah, well, neither did I. I wanted to fly.
Oh, great. Throw the airplane in my face.
Looks like somebody already beat me to it. Now what? What's the matter with this car? it. You're gonna flood the thing. Was this car checked before you took it out?
Yeah. I remember distinctly the man said take the brown car because the blue car is broke.
Are you sure that's what he said?
Positive.
Well, look out there.
Yeah?
What color is it?
It's blue.
Right, blue, as in don't take the blue car because the blue car is broken.
It's a pretty blue.
Oh, come on, let's go find some help.
But there might be bears out there.
All right, well, you walk in front.
Another hot chocolate for you. And another hot buttered rum for me.
Hey, Mrs. Cassidy, how come there are ice cubes in your hot buttered rum?
Oh, well, I figured I'd try it without the hot butter.
Can we get back to the interview?
Oh, certainly. Where were we?
You were saying how congenial Benson is.
Oh, yes. A lot like my husband, the late Mr. Cassidy, in many ways. Always a tune on his lips. Of course, that was his downfall, you know. Yeah, he was singing so loud, he just never heard them yell, "Look out for the steamroller!" They could have buried him in a pizza box.
I really can't believe it. 120 miles off course. Why'd you do it, Kraus?
I wanted to help. You said you were tired.
And you thought driving me out here in this barren wilderness would refresh me.
Well, towed your car in.
So, Tiny, what you think?
Glad I don't own it.
Yeah. I mean, can you fix it?
No. Don't keep the parts in stock.
Oh, really? Why not?
Just don't see that many American cars nowadays.
But you can get the parts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
During my lifetime?
I could call over to Carrollsville, see if they've got the parts in stock.
Now, there's a thought.
Carrollsville's long distance costs you 65 cents.
Well, here is three quarters. Keep the change.
You know what your problem is, Benson?
Yeah, its initial is K and it's got an accent.
Nobody is good enough for you.
What are you griping about now?
About the attitude you took with Tiny. I mean, nobody can make you happy.
You could have made me happy. If you could have just taken me from point A to point B without this side trip through 1957.
Go ahead. Blame it all on me.
Well, if you got a point, Kraus, make it.
Yes, I have a point. You are an impossible man to work for. I have made a lot of mistakes since I have been in this job, and they have all been your fault, and I'm just not going to take it anymore.
Meaning what?
Meaning, today is Tiny's lucky day. He just hired himself a first-class waitress.
Oh, sure, you got it. That's $12 a day plus tips. There's a uniform in the back room.
Wait a minute, Kraus. Now, I know you're upset about something, but do you really think this is going to solve the problem?
You're going to order something. Go ahead and order. Otherwise, leave me alone, mister.
Well, good night.
Good night? Wait a minute, Tiny. What about the car?
Well, parts will be here in the morning. Hopefully, the mechanic will, too.
You got the graveyard shift.
Oh, you got the right woman for the job. Shut up!
Hey, buddy!
Shut up!
Hey, buddy!
Huh?
Wake up!
Huh? What's going on?
You were yelling in your sleep.
I was dreaming about Clayton.
Cross, what is that outfit you have on?
You want to order breakfast?
Isn't this a little silly?
Not at all. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Okay, well, I'll have toast and coffee.
What kind of toast? White, wheat, rye, sourdough, bagel, muffin?
Wheat.
You want it dry with butter, jam, jelly, marmalade, honey?
Butter, and don't call me honey.
And how do you like your coffee?
Black.
Morning, folks.
Hey, Tiny.
Order on one. Two slabs, greasy wheat, cup of java, holes of fixins.
Hey, she's good.
Compared to what? So, what's going on with the car?
Nothing. It's just sitting out there.
Well, did you get the part?
Yeah, but Bo isn't here yet to put him in.
Well, where is he? Can you get him? Can you get him over here?
Well, not right now. I got this breakfast order to get out. Oh,
come on, Tiny. It's just some toast and coffee. Let him do it.
Oh, now you're telling me my job.
That's his specialty.
Butt out.
I don't work for you.
Morning, Tiny.
Morning, Bo.
Oh, you're Bo. Hey, just the man I want to see. You're the mechanic, right?
Yep, that's me. Hey there, honey. Can I have a cup of coffee and a paper?
Coming right up.
Bo, look, I hate to rush you, but I gotta get out of here. Could you fix my car right away?
Can't skip breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day.
Who are you, the Yule Gibbons or the Grease Pits?
You got a real attitude.
That's what I keep telling him. Here's your coffee, cream and sugar, and some morning paper.
Hey, she's good, Tiny.
Yeah, she's real good.
See? They appreciate me.
They don't know you.
Morning.
Morning. What can I do for you?
That waitress job still open?
No, I filled it.
Well, good. Because the last time I was here, the service was terrible.
Here you go. Toast and coffee. Will there be anything else?
Sit down.
Sorry, I don't fraternize with the customers.
Krause, do you realize how ridiculous you're acting?
Ridiculous? Everybody else tells me what a good job I am doing, which is more than you ever did.
Hey, can I order?
Excuse me, I have a customer.
I'm not finished talking with you yet.
Is this fellow bothering you?
Since I first laid eyes on him.
Tell you what, Marie? Why don't you go hustle me up a cup of coffee while I have a little chat with Mr. Coat and Tie here?
Yeah.
Look, can I be Frank?
Sure. I'm Roy. What's going on here, Frank?
Well, I'm not sure you'll understand, Roy.
Try me.
Well, you see, this woman works for me.
Are you Tiny?
Well, compared to you, everybody's Tiny.
I just want to say one thing. If I were you, I'd leave the little lady alone.
Well, suppose I choose to ignore this sage advice.
I'll show you.
Will there be anything else?
Not right now, stranger.
Okay, Clayton, now that Dad's gone, I want to hear what you really think of Benson. You know, the candid, low-down, uncensored, juicy stuff.
You little Barbara Walters, you.
Have an opinion about Benson's performance as lieutenant governor.
No comment.
Think he's competent?
No comment.
Does that mean you think he's incompetent?
No comment.
Does that mean you think he's more competent than you?
Benson? More competent? Well, he is the luckiest man on the face of the earth. He's a rank amateur. If there were any justice, I'd have that job. Yeah. You're not going to print that, are you?
No comment.
Could I have your attention, please? Will the owner of the green pickup truck with the dead pig strapped to the fender please move it? It's blocking the garage.
Women pig hunters? Sounds like a movie of the week.
Hey! Keep your hands to yourself!
Come on, sweetie pie. I thought you liked me.
You better behave yourself or my boyfriend will tear you limb from limb.
What boyfriend?
Help me, Benson.
Who's Benson? I'm Frank.
Come on, Benson. Get me out of this.
Well, he just wants to reward you for doing a good job.
Come on, Benson. I admit it. I caused the problem. It's all my fault. So what is new?
What's new is the size of the problem.
Excuse me, Frank, while I have a talk with this little tease.
He's not Frank. He's a lieutenant governor.
You're a politician?
Thanks for the introduction, Krause.
I can't do anything right.
Now, look, Roy, now, yeah, there's no possible way I can hurt you, and you'd probably break me in two like a breadstick, so why should we go through that? Let's talk.
I wouldn't hurt you. I voted for you.
You're kidding.
As far as I'm concerned, you're no politician. You're looking out for the little guys, like me.
Roy, I appreciate that. Yeah. Look, if you don't mind now, I want to have a little chat with Marie alone.
You got it. Hey, everybody out. Move it. You too. Come on. Let's go. Come on, buddy. She's all yours, Mr. Dubois. You just keep kicking tail down there in the legislature, huh?
You bet, boy.
All right.
Gosh, the car's gonna be ready soon. You leaving with me or not?
What's the point? I'll just make your life miserable.
I know that, but I don't mind.
Well, I do mind. Your job is tough enough without me making all those stupid mistakes.
Well, the only thing you can do with mistakes, Krause, is try to correct them.
It's not just the mistakes. I mean, you gave me my big break and I am letting you down.
Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, I failed you today. I failed you yesterday. I'll probably just go on failing you.
Well, at least you have a plan.
Is, Benson, I thought I could do this job, but now, the more I think about it, the more I think I can't do it.
Krause, one of the reasons I hired you is because you always speak your mind without thinking.
Don't you like that?
No. But I need it.
You do?
Yeah. You've got really great instincts.
Really?
Right, yes. It's when you start thinking that you cause a problem.
Now you're making fun of me.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you to you know, stop second-guessing everything. Trust your instincts. I trust them.
Car's ready. You can pick it out back before you go.
Thank you.
Oh. You mean you are not unhappy with me?
Krause, I'm going to walk out that door. Now, if you're the woman I hired, the woman who's not afraid to speak her mind, you'll walk out with me.
And if I am not?
Then I guess you'll just get ready for the lunch shift. Well?
Well, my instincts say to me, Gretchen, give yourself a second chance.
Thank you, Benson.
Wish I hadn't been so convincing.